Hey, what's going on, broski? It's your boy, Jerry, the TR expert, Washington. So I want to say right off the bat that we're totally going for a different format. I'm not going completely flipping the script, but I've realized the value recently, as of a lot of people have been asking me for it. I've realized the value that I can offer people by giving you fitness tips and giving you just a little bit of advice on how to work the TRX and how to work exercises that are similar to the TRX, just in case you don't have a TRX. So I'm here to earn that moniker, TR expert, with this podcast. Now it's gonna be tough because obviously most fitness videos and any kind of fitness advice that ever applies to movement normally will be visual. Obviously that's why I said videos at first, but you know, I'm going to do the best I can to give you a better idea of like what it is to work out with the TRX and what it is just for to do basic movements. And hopefully you can take that knowledge to realize how simple it is just to be in some kind of fitness routine. And maybe on the flip side, we'll try to relate it back to something from general mindset. But I think first and foremost, we're going to start off by trying to getting myself back established as a TR expert through this podcast, and then we'll go back into what you heard in the previous 16 episodes where we talked more about mindset. So that's where we are right now. That's not to say that we're not going to go back or that we might not have an episode maybe once a week that's about mindset or an interview with maybe one of my clients or someone around also is kind of in the same field, or maybe somebody completely different, and we just talk about just mindset and business in general. For the most part, I know for a fact that I'll be able to give you regular updates about fitness and exercise, because that's what I do on a daily basis. But I don't expect that it's going to take a lot of time to talk about an exercise or two and relate it back to mindset. So anyways, without further ado, let's get into our official TR expert episode. Hey, so what's going on? So here we go. We are into the episode. So if you didn't catch the intro, which I'm sure you did, but anyways, just as a quick reminder, yeah, we're doing a little bit of a switch up. This is episode 17, technically, but what we're doing now is we have a little bit of a switch up in the format, the template. We're going to be trying to do a little bit more into getting you introduced to the TRX exercises via podcast. Sometimes you can't catch a video because you don't have the time. Sometimes you can't come in because you're just a little bit too intimidated. So we'll get to TRX to you through your ears, and hopefully it'll rattle around in your brain for a little bit, and eventually you'll graduate to either checking out a video or coming in and stopping in and checking it out here at General Fitness Company. So anyways, let's get right into it. So the first exercise that I want to talk about today will be what's called the TRX mid-row. Now the reason why this is the first exercise, because I believe this is one of the foundational exercises of using the TRX. The reason why that is because When you do a mid-row, essentially what your goal is to try to work on your posture and keep everything as stable as possible. So what's going to happen when you're doing a mid-row, we're just going to go right into it. When you're doing a mid-row, what's going to happen is you're going to lock your knees, you're going to make your abs tight, you're going to squeeze your glutes, you're going to have your shoulders down and your chest up towards the ceiling. And what you're going to do is you're going to put your hands, you're going to have the handles, you're going to put your hands right in your armpits. So your hands start in your armpits. Your shoulders are going to be down, your chest is going to be up, and level one mid-row will be with your toes down on the floor. Level two, if you're a little bit more hardcore, you're going to lift your toes up off the ground, okay? So you're going to imagine yourself with your toes in front of your shoulders, okay? You're going to be leaning back, toes in front of your shoulders, hands in your armpits, and everything as flat as a board. No bent knees, your butt's not sagging into a squat, you're just going to be straight like a flat board. From there, what you're going to do is you're going to release your body down towards the ground. So that means everything's still going to be locked. Your knees are still going to be locked. Your glutes are going to be squeezed, hamstrings, quads, all this stuff. And you're just going to make your arms go straight. Then you're going to pull yourself right back up. Now, the reason why you do that exercise, as I alluded to before, is that it works on your posture, but also gives you a little bit of body awareness of how your body moves through space in pretty much the safest position. Now there's another one that's a little bit that I'm going to go to in a second. If I would say that the TRX mid-row is like a a 0.5 or a 1. I would say that this next exercise that I'm about to talk about is a 1.5. But first, let me finish off with that low row, or that mid row, excuse me. And like I said, the reason why it's the first thing that we do is because it's that foundational exercise. It gives you an idea of how your body moves through space. Now, a lot of people, when they actually get on the TRX, they have no idea how their body's moving through space because they're so adapted to plugging in their headphones and just going for a run and not really being consciously aware of what their feet and their body, feet, knees, and hips are doing. Or, you know, they're going on to lifting some free weights, with pumping some iron and just kind of getting some weights up and putting them back down. Or, you know, some people may be a little bit more afraid of that and they go to machines. But the problem with that is that you also don't have awareness of what your body's doing, because the machine pretty much puts you in through one plane or one way direction of movement. Now, you might see those crazy videos with those people and those epic gym fails that are using them in different ways, but obviously those are not the ways that the machine was intended to be used, and you know, those people can obviously get hurt. So anyways, on to the next exercise. We'll just go cover two today. So the second one is what I call the TRX rollout. All right, and that's very similar to using an ab wheel. If you're familiar with the ab wheel, it's one of those things that's like, it looks like the front wheel to a wheelbarrow. You hold it in your hands and you kind of just roll it out along the floor. It's very similar in how it works your abs, works your core. Now, the reason why I say this is a 1.5, it might even be like a 2 now I think about it, in terms of the level of intensity, is that you can actually go a little too far if you have no body, if you have absolutely no body awareness. I've seen some people go a little bit too far from that standing position, and they've kind of collapsed in their lower backs and spine collapse, and they kind of fell forward with their butt, their belly and chest hitting the floor first, and their feet and hands hitting the well, the feet were already on the floor, but their hands and face hitting the ground second. So it hasn't happened to any of my clients, because like I said, I'm very, very aware of how sometimes you might not have the proper body awareness, but that can happen. So it's just like an ab wheel. If you're not familiar with how an ab wheel works, essentially you're going to be standing. Well, this in this particular exercise, you're going to be standing. You're gonna have the straps right in front. You're gonna have the handles right in front of your shoulders. You're gonna literally just bring your hands up towards the ceiling or sky if you're outdoors, and you're gonna bring your body forward. Okay, only your body, not your feet. Only your body from the ankles or from the knees up. It goes forward as your hands go up. And what that'll end up doing is turning you into a diagonal line if you're doing it really hardcore. And also working your abs, lower back, and shoulders. Now, those two exercises right there, like I said, are like your basic foundational exercises. Those are the ones that give you the most awareness in what your body is doing. The thing that's lacking from most people's workouts is a lack of awareness of what they're doing. Now, don't get me wrong. Like CrossFit is all about, like, you know, with AMRAP, as many reps as possible. It essentially makes you focus solely on that particular exercise and only that exercise. But while you're so focused solely on that particular exercise, with CrossFit to be specific, sometimes you may not be completely aware of what your form looks like. You can cheat and get through the reps, which is cool every once in a while. I'm not knocking that. But for me and my philosophy and how I like to train is I like to train every rep as perfect as possible. Now, obviously, if there's like you get into that last one and it's just like sometimes it is a mental game and you just have to muscle it out and kind of finagle it the best way you can. So to bring that back, and like I said, I like to create some real world connections. So bring that back to like the real world connection and why I believe that is that these foundational exercises are important. Besides the the actual functional aspect of it, of, you know, helping you with your posture, self-awareness. I think self-awareness of your body, what it's doing, not only in your exercise, but self-awareness of what you're doing in everyday life is very, very, very important. For instance, you may have somebody that's like your goal is to lose maybe 20 pounds. Now, you can imagine that, like with smoking cigarettes and drinking, obviously if your goal is to be healthy, or if you're drinking and your goal is to lose 20 pounds, that's counterintuitive or counterproductive to what you want to do. So, like, having that self-awareness, or even knowing that maybe you have an addictive personality, so to speak, Having that self-awareness to know that maybe you shouldn't be, maybe you shouldn't be trying out cocaine, or you shouldn't be doing something that you know is going to be not good for you. That's a good self-awareness, or knowing that you have certain strengths, that you're a creative type, and going into a job where you need to be analytical. I mean, that's something that's also like a real-world self-awareness thing. Some people are just living their lives just because, you know, maybe this thing came convenient to them or whatnot. I would have you consider that the most important thing for you is to have that self-awareness. That's the first place that where I say anybody that wants to be successful, whether it's in their fitness or in everyday life, self-awareness is the absolute most important place to start. So I think this was a good place to start for our podcast, episode number one, technically in the new format. So I like this new format, I think. We're going to try to check in tomorrow or within the next couple of days with the next episode here about TRX and what we can learn from TRX and apply to our everyday life. All right, thanks for listening. We'll talk soon. Man, I tell you, I always do this. You know, if you found anything that was of interest to you that you might want to practice at home, or if you found anything that you believe a friend might find valuable, I would encourage you to share this episode with your friends, or at the very minimum, give me a review on iTunes. It's definitely on iTunes as well as a couple other places. If you're on iTunes, listen to this right now, feel free to actually write something out. You know, if you don't feel like writing something, just throw down a couple stars. Every star helps, even if it's a one, because at the end of the day, the more ratings we have, the more recognition we have. So anyways, so share this with anyone. Share this with everyone. Share this with your mom, your dad, your family, your friends, everybody, including Bob down the street, because we know Bob. Bob's always talking all kinds of craziness, talking out the side of his mouth about everything, but we know that Bob really doesn't know anything about anything. So, share, share, share. Share, my share bears. Have a great day. I appreciate you listening. And as always, keep good company.